First item on the agenda, members, is Chairman's notices. Excuse me. And you will find these on page 5 of your order paper. They relate to a sound recording of the meeting, what to do in the event of a fire. Escapes are clearly marked. And I do have to advise you of the different levels of flooring in the council chamber. There are steps beside the main horseshoe and as well as at the side of the room, so please take care. And finally, to advise you that the meeting is monitored and recorded by closed-circuit television. Excuse me. Next item is apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chairman. Apologies from Councillor Durham, Councillor Dewick, Councillor Sismi and Councillor St Joseph.
Any other apologies from the floor? That's all. Thank you. Right, we now come on to declarations of interests. And to disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items and business on the agenda having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And I do have to remind you that you was also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Councillor Mrs Channer.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Non-pecuniary is a member of Essex County Council. Any matter which may in any way relate to that on the agenda, Chairman. Thank you.
Councillor Pratt.
Evening, Chairman. Thank you. Yes, a member of Essex County Council. Thank you.
Councillor Fluker, leader.
Thank you, Chairman. Agenda item 13, non-pecuniary interest. I'm a trustee of Stowe Mares Great Railway Aerodrome. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other declarations? Okay, we'll move on. 2 minutes of... sorry about this. Minutes of the 8th of November, which you'll find on pages 7 to 18. When I found them. Why can't I find them? Now I've got them. Right. Just go through them. Page 7... Page 8, page 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Accept the minutes?
Agreed.
Agreed. Thank you. Next item is to receive public questions from members of the public, of which prior notification in writing has been given. And I think Mr. Swain is in attendance, and I would ask him to read out his question, please. You come to the empty chair there and switch on the microphone so we and the recording can all hear you, and start when you're ready and feel comfortable.
Thank you, Chairman. I see that members have got a written, rather pat answer, as one might expect, to this question. So I will just make one or two additional comments.
No, I'm sorry. You can only read your question. You can't give any additional information. Can you just read your question, please, if you wish to, and then we'll get it answered.
I'll have to do it from memory, then.
Could you just give a copy to Mr. Swain,
members,
please?
Members will recall the Eastern Region Plan included a regional spatial strategy which allocated very little housing to Maldon, and on those three grounds that are mentioned in the written question, all of which are still relevant, if not more so, and particularly the low-lying nature of the area. This was a strategic view, looking at the whole of the East, whereas the district LDP was rather confined to the local area. I refer to the two developments which I think...
I'm sorry, Mr. Swain, but I mean, unless I've got this wrong, you're not actually reading your question. I've got a copy of it in front of me. Could you just stick to your question, please? I'm sorry, we don't have a facility where you can make comments or add it to you. It is statute how this has to proceed. I'm sorry.
Then I think it's rather pointless.
Well, can I just be guided, Mr. Quelch, am I correct?
Indeed.
Well, everyone's got a copy of your question, so shall we have the answer, please, Leader?
Thank you very much, Chairman. members, you will have read the question, and can I just start by saying I'm grateful to Mr. Swain for delivering the question to Council, and I will answer it accordingly. The 2014 Strategic Housing Land Availability Assessment, the SHLA, sets out the housing requirements in the district. Whilst the sustainability appraisal assessed the suitability of the strategic sites to meet the need assessed in the SHLA, the North Heybridge Garden suburb was assessed as suitable and was therefore included in the local plan. The Council needs to play its part in providing needed housing in the district, and so there is no proposal to remove that site from the local plan. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much.
So I take it the answer to my question is no.
Well, the question has been answered. Thank you very much indeed for your question. Right, we then move on now till item six, which is Chairman's announcements. I'd just like to run through where I've been. It's been a relatively quiet month for various reasons. I visited the Danger Tree exhibition in the town, both sections, and found that very remarkable. I met and I had a photo taken with a lad called Jacob, who many have seen has been collecting articles and clothing for the homeless, and there is a box in the bottom of the council's foyer, which is regularly being filled and emptied, which I'm very pleased about. We carried out some tree planting to do with the Queen's Commonwealth canopy at Riverside Park. You'll remember the 11th of the 11th when we had a spectacular event at the Promenade Park. And I also attended the morning service at Burnham-on-Crouch and also the afternoon service at Wickham Bishops, and I'm grateful to my vice chairman for attending at Malden Town, Stowmarys, and he was present at the lighting of the beacon at Burnham-on-Crouch. So it was a very busy day. I chaired the Community Infrastructure Fund judging panel. I went to the opening of a Christmas fair at Braxton Park, and I'm sorry, I got that one wrong. That's not on the order paper. I also attended a talk in Wickham Bishop's Church by Clive Potter about Battles Over, which was very interesting. I visited the Malden Pioneers. The Vice Chairman went to the Day of Dedication at Malden Cemetery. I opened the official opening of the Blackwater Retail Park. I was present at the presentation of gift donations for Home Start, and I attended, along with my wife, the Colchester Garrison Carol Service, which was very good. I also presented donations to the Malden Food Pantry only last week, and of course attended my own civic carol service. I wasn't quite on my own, but nearly. The Vice Chairman attended the Burnham-on-Crouch Town Civic Carol Service. And those are the main items that I've been doing this month, or since the last meeting. Thank you very much. Councillor Boyce, I don't know quite what question you're going to ask, because we're in the middle of agenda item.
Chairman,
I'll be very interested.
It's rather to apologise for not attending your Civic Carol Service, mm-hmm. but in doing so, I had the privilege to be invited by the RNLI carol service at Burnham-on-Crouch last night. And I think the other person that had a personal invite was the mayor of Burnham. I'm mentioning it because the RNLI is very important around our coastal waters, and I think that they need all our support. Thank you.
Thank you. Not quite sure where that fits in with Chairman's announcements, but we're very pleased to hear it. Thank you very much. No. Don't make an issue of it, please. Right, item seven is the minute book. And we've got to consider the minutes of the committees, and we'll start with planning and licensing, which, Councillor Mrs. Channer, will you present yours? And unfortunately, I haven't got the page numbers, but it starts on 19. 19 to 60, that's helpful. I haven't got the others either. Please go ahead and propose and ask.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Planning and Licensing Committee held in this chamber on the 15th of November 2018, found on pages 19 to 60, Chairman, but I will present the minutes, which includes pages 19 to 23, because the remaining is the appendices, which was the presentation given at the committee regarding the at-risk register.
Yeah. Is there a seconder to that, please? Yes, thank you, twice.
Page 19, Chairman. Page 20, page 21, the recommendation, which just completes the process. Page 22.
Agree with that recommendation?
Thank you.
Page 22, Chairman. Page 23, I so move.
Agree with that? Everyone happy? Thank you very much. Community services, and we need the numbers there, please, Ms. Bird. 61 to 68. Councillor Boyce, will you present them, please?
Thank you, Chairman. I wish to present the minutes of the Community Services Committee held on the 20th of November, contained on page 61 to 68, and move their noting.
Go through them page by page, please, just in case someone's got a question.
Page 61, 62, 63... 64,
65,
66, and 67, 68 being blank. Thank you, Chairman.
Accept those minutes? Yes? Thank you very much. Right, we now go on to, and I've got a note here now, which I've lost. What have you done with it? Finance Committee, page 69 to 96. Councillor Dodson, in the absence of the Chairman, will you present these, please?
Certainly will. Thank you, Chairman. So I was to present the meetings of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee. It was held on the 27th of November on pages 69 to 96. So I will go through 69 to 78. The rest are the appendices for the next year's budget. So on page 16, and there's two recommendations on page 74 and 76.
Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Hurley.
On page 69, 70... 71 72 73 74, we have the recommendation 661 on the local government tax support scheme 2019 to 2020.
Happy with that, members?
Agreed.
Thank you. Continue,
75
please.
76, we have a recommendation at the bottom of appendix 2, the capital projects.
Agreed. Is everyone happy with that recommendation? Thank you very much.
77 and 78, I so move.
Everyone happy with that?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Now we've dealt with finance. And we've got overview and scrutiny, which is 97 to 102. Councillor Helm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee meeting on the 29th of December, as the Crime and Disorder Committee, on pages 97 to 102. 97? 98?
Sorry, I should have called for a seconder.
Seconder,
seconder, please. Thank you. Continue, please.
98? 99?
99,
please, Chairman.
Yes?
Can we get the item up, Ms. Bird, please, members?
As you know, I'm not permitted to attend the Crime and Disorder meeting, but I take a great interest in the minutes. And on page 99, about halfway, there's talks about community safety hubs, and it says it was noted that the community policing team will be moving offices at Chelmsford City Council. Is that moving from Maldon, could I ask?
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you.
Is that you're saying you believe so? Is that the fact? Can you answer that?
Yeah.
I believe so. It's not good enough, I'm afraid, for an answer. You can sit down there.
Thank you. Chairman, just if I can assist. Based in Malden is the response team. Our community policing team itself is still based in Chelmsford, the police station itself in Chelmsford, but as part of the new hub arrangements, they actually will be moving into Chelmsford City Council to work alongside the local authority, and obviously we share a service with them. So that's the change that's happening.
Yeah, I did fail to say that the... of course, the minutes of this are on the supplement, not on the, on the main page, but I think we've got them up there. Okay. Yeah. Okay, another question, Councillor Hurd?
Yes, Chairman. At the bottom of the page, it speaks about, I think the minutes are incomplete, because it speaks about the solved rates reported had changed since the date reported. I find it rather hard to believe that nobody asked whether they'd gone up or down.
They'd gone down. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
They've gone down.
Well, then, could I ask that's reflected in the minutes?
We'll make sure you get a copy of that report, then. Is that right?
Yep. Are you happy now, Councillor Hurd?
Thank you very much.
Any other questions on audit so far? Please continue. Sorry.
Crime disorder. Page 100.
One more.
Well, this is the last one, I think.
Indeed. The public engagement, I think at the bottom, towards the bottom of the page, it talks about members provided with a list of public engagements. Could the chairman confirm whether that was the police or the police and crime commissioner?
We're still waiting for the list, Mr. Chairman.
I think that's fair enough. When it comes, we'll know who it's come from.
Yeah.
And then it'll be distributed to members.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm sorry I'm confusing everyone. We're on the overview and scrutiny.
That's correct.
We're not on audit yet, but when we do get to audit, it is on the supplement, and I'll have to give you a chance to change over. Okay. Please continue, Councillor.
Page 101.
Yep.
Page 102. There's a recommendation there that the arrangements for the police, fire and crime be agreed with effect of 1st of February 2019. The members note that rules and procedure be adopted by the police, fire and crime panel, and did not form part of the panel's arrangements.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone happy with those minutes? Sorry about the confusion. Now we come on to audit, and this is on the supplement. What do we do now? That's the big question. Do we have to press done, which it won't do, and then we go on to the supplement. Has everyone had a chance to get onto the supplementary document?
No.
That's all right. Yeah, well, you shut. You need to press done and then open up the supplement and not the agenda. But it's on there if you want it. Everyone got access to it somehow on their screen or on the big screen. You can be on the big screen, Councillor Elliott. Very appropriate. Yes.
Goodness me. Members, I rise to present the minutes to the audit committee on the 6th of December. Can you scroll up, please? And move their noting. Page 5.
Seconder for that. I've got some chance from the leader. Keep going, please.
Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. I so move.
Everyone happy with those? Good. Okay. That deals with all the minute book. Now we note the minutes of other committees, including South East and Central Planning. They are published, but they'll come to a future meeting. And then there are some unfinalised minutes of the Overview and Scrutiny, North West, South East and Central Area Committee. Right, item number 9, which is questions in accordance with Procedure Rule 6.3, of which notice has been given. And there are none. Right, now we come on, we have to go back to the main agenda, and we pick up item 10, which is proposed flood alleviation scheme at Brickhouse Farm, Malden, and is found on pages 103 to 126. Leader, can you start this, please?
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'll hand over to Mr. Dodson just to take us through this report. Thank you.
And I think Mr. Dodson's handing to myself, Chairman, so
wrong there, but
thank you. Just to summary then, the Essex County Council are to develop a flood alleviation scheme into the Brickhouse Farm itself, and the new design means that the allotments will remain in place. Members have received this report before and asked for a redesign to allow the existing allotments to remain. The new design will include improved highway drainage along the Marlow Close area, and that will form into a new detention basin in the Brickhouse Farm location itself, where the silver birch trees are present at the moment, and those trees will be replanted in an agreed scheme. The existing place site will be resited just slightly north of the existing site and will benefit from some improvements, possibly some new equipment and benches if it is required. The footpath and cycleway will remain unchanged. The overall proposal will obviously reduce flood depths to approximately 174 local properties and move a further 21 properties from a high probability of flood risk. The scheme itself is fully financed by Essex County Council in the value of $722,000. The council, apart from contributing the land itself, you'll note within the report, has no other costs. The long-term maintenance of the scheme itself is minimal as far as the council is concerned, a small section of highway drainage, and obviously the detention area itself, which is effectively grass, so it doesn't add to the maintenance burden of the council chairman. So essentially, you'll see the recommendation within the report asking for members to support this scheme and allow it to go forward. Thank you.
Questions? Councillor Kane.
Thank you, Chairman. As a ward member, Chairman, initially, Chairman, the Essex County Council were adamant on removing and digging up the allotments at Brickhouse Farm, but fortunately they listened to both myself and Councillor Mrs Harker, and they saw the error of their ways, and consequently we managed to get the design rehashed to allow the allotments to stay in place. Chairman, I'm not quite sure, maybe you can advise me on procedure. I would like to add an amendment on page 103, minute 3.5, and I know there is another amendment that I believe Councillor Harker would like to add on paragraph 311, which is on page 104, so I'm not quite sure how you'd like to take that, Chairman.
Councillor Kane, 3.4 is an appendix.
Not on my iPad, it isn't. 3.5, Chairman.
I thought you said 3.4.
And 3.11, Chairman.
But this is just a summary of the report. You can really only change the recommendations, I think. Well, you can't change the report. It's the officer's report.
I'd like to add to the paragraph, Chairman, if I may.
Well, I'm not even sure you can do that. You can comment on the report, but you can't really add to it. It's the officer's report. But by all means, comment. And if you need to change something, go back to the recommendations. And if necessary, you could ask for a third recommendation.
It is okay, Chairman. It's Christmas, so I don't want to complicate matters, Chairman.
Allowing you to speak this Christmas.
Maybe we can leave it, and maybe we can leave it for the officer to come back to myself and Councillor Harker as we go forward, Chairman.
Councillor Mrs Harker.
Buddy's Nursery is on the same Brickhouse Farm site. It's a very, very special nursery that takes a lot of special needs children. I wonder whether officers would consider when they get to the design stage of the play area, that they look at having some of the play equipment that these children are able to use, whether you could negotiate with Buddy's and with the team at county.
Yeah, I'm sure that can be done, and Mr. Holmes is nodding. I mean, we need to consult with them as well.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
I'm sure it can be done. Any more questions? Oh, sorry, Leader. Unless you want to give way to Mr.
I know this has been quite an emotive subject for the two ward members, and I'm very grateful for everything they've done, because we seem to have got to a place now where we seem to be generally happy with. And that said, Chairman, I propose that we agree both recommendations. Thank you.
Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I've been involved in this because it originally went, I think, in about November 2016 to both Community Services and Planning and Licensing Committee, where there was, I think, from both committees at that time, some disquiet or concerns about. And I'd just like, actually, obviously I will thank the officers of Essex County Council when I'm there as the divisional member for Maldon Division. So I've had a keen interest in this and what turns out in the end, and I'm very grateful for the work done there. And I would like actually to personally thank also, and to the council, I'm sure Councillors Harker and Councillors Kane will agree with me, I'd like to highlight Shirley Hall's involvement in this, because she did excellent work. She's kept me involved and informed at every stage, invited to meetings as Chairman of P&L, as have the ward members. I know Mrs. Harker and I have attended them, as did Councillor Boyce. So I think we just actually ought to record the good work that Shirley Hall, working with Essex, has done. And I will obviously, appropriately when I'm in Essex, thank the officers there.
Thank you very much. Councillor, Ms. Lewis.
Thank you. I think it's a fabulous result. And, of course, whilst it was spearheaded by the two ward members, I think everybody at both community services and planning and licensing, all members, were solidly behind this being changed. It was the original proposal was quite wrong. And so I think that all members that were involved in the discussion ought to be recognised, because it's a wonderful thing when this council manages to work together so well.
It's a bit of a good news story. It's been proposed by the leader that we accept the recommendations. Everyone happy? Thank you very much. Carried. Now we go to item 11, which follows on. Now is on 127. When you get there, I don't know how to do that. I have to scroll up. I haven't caught up yet. They're on 127 to 132. Leader.
Members, this is a report that would normally go to the Finance and Corporate Services Committee and would be dealt with there, but due to time, we've decided to bring it to Council. And this is a piece of work that's conducted by the 151 officer to assess the number of chargeable properties that are in the Morden District Council area. You'll see in the report how that figure is assessed, and members, I would propose that we accept the recommendation. Thank you.
No questions? Everyone happy? Just a seconder to that, please. Several places. Everyone happy with the report as it is and the recommendation therein? Thank you very much. Item 12, the new council structure. This is on 133 to 136. Leader, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Move forward with the full council transformation and the Ignite model, it's going to be necessary to look at the way that the existing committees interact with the proposed new directorships. And it's for that reason, Chairman, that the recommendations propose that the Corporate Governance Working Group looks at that interaction and reports back to Council. So, Chairman, as far as the recommendations are concerned, I propose that we agree recommendation 1 and recommendation 2 and recommendation 3, but, Chairman, add and recommendation 4, but add a fifth recommendation that the working group actually reports back to Council in February, Chairman, because obviously we are reaching the end of not only the municipal year but also the main period of the Council. So, and Chairman, as far as recommendation 2 is concerned, I propose, Chairman, that there are sufficient members on this working group and that the numbers of members on the working group stays the same. Thank you.
Sorry, you were asking a question. Yeah. Any questions on this? Is there a seconder? We had a seconder. Got that. Okay. Right. Everyone happy with those recommendations and the amendment that the leader has put forward? And can the council just be reminded of the membership, please, leader? Just for the record. Sorry to make you go back, but it's just doesn't actually say.
Thank you, Chairman. Just for fear of catching me out, it's, Chairman, it's the leader of the council. My friend, the leader of the opposition, Councillors Boyce, Councillors Elliott, Councillors Thompson, and Councillor Boyce, and Chairman, yourself. Thank you. I beg your pardon, Councillor Harker.
Okay. Right, over the page to 13. Nominations relating to Stonemaier's Aerodrome Consultative Committee and the Dawn Sailing Barge Trust Limited. Starts at page 137. Leader?
Thank you, Chairman. There's two parts of this. Members will remember that the North West Area Planning Committee approved a planning application concerning the number of flight movements at Stonemaier's Great Moor Aerodrome recently. And as part of that, there was a 106 agreement, which is quite standard with this type of application, which means that a joint consultative committee has to be formed, and it has to meet regularly, and it has to report back to Stonemaier's Great Moor Aerodrome Trust. members on that committee will know that the recommendation was that there were two members from Morden District Council sit on that committee, Jane. And with relation to recommendation one, I would propose that Councillors White and Councillor Channer represent the Council on that committee. And Chairman, insofar as recommendation two is concerned, it saddens me, Chairman, to inform the Council that the Dawn Sailing Barge Trust is in difficulty. We understand that it may be entering some form of liquidation in the next few weeks, and we have a nominee on, not a trustee, but a nominee on the trust, who's Councillor Boyce, and I propose, Chairman, that the Councillor no longer nominates a member to sit on that trust. Thank you, Chairman. And I'm afraid it's done, Mr. Crouch.
Seconded. Any questions? Councillor Hurd?
Thank you, Chairman. A couple of years ago, when I was Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny, we did ask for a business plan for Stonemaier's Aerodrome, and I wondered if we'd received that.
Yes, please.
Councillor Hurd, we did receive a business plan which is up to 2018-19. We're currently waiting for the updated version from 2019 onwards.
Councillor Ms Lewis.
Thank you, Chairman. regarding the Dawn Trust, I know it's been something that one or two of us have raised our eyebrows about over the years. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with simply not providing a nominee to the trust anymore. I accept that it's in difficulty, but I wonder, in view of the fact we have had a nominee on that trust, could we have some kind of a report back, clearly not tonight, but some kind of a report back from that nominee to find out precisely what went wrong?
I'm looking at the trustee and he's nodding, but Leader, can you answer that?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Yes, I think, Councillor Lewis, they were probably better words than what I used earlier on, and I'll withdraw what I said earlier and say that they're in difficulty because they are a charity, and I'm used to dealing with businesses, so I'll withdraw my comments from early on. But yes, you're right, they are in difficulty. I believe that there's only one director now. If one looks at Companies House and there's only one director, yes, it would be very interesting to find out what's actually gone wrong, but I think we would have to wait for due process to see what documents are lodged at Companies House and indeed the Charities Commission, and I suspect that's the only way we're going to find out now, but it's a very good point.
If I could have a supplementary, I'm presuming that this trust has been meeting and that our nominee has been attending those meetings, or have there not been meetings, in which case I would have expected that could have been reported back to this council.
Who's going to answer that? You, Leader?
Chairman, I can't answer that question, but it may be best if Mr. Quelch or indeed the nominee answers that question. But I think what we're actually dealing here with is whether or not we move our association with this trust, which I think we've already done.
Councillor Boyce, can you answer the question posed by Councillor Ms Lewis?
Probably yes and no. our involvement with the Dawn goes back many years to when it was transferred back to Morden from Newham Council, I think. Because it was built in Morden, because our coat of arms has a Thames barge on the helm, we considered supporting the rebuild of the Dawn. In all the years that I have been the council's nomination on it, I have never been invited to a meeting of the trusts. I have never attended a meeting of the trusts. Our involvement has incurred some cost to this council in money and officer time to the tune of something like £60,000, and I think it cost nearly £1 million to restore the barge. Chairman, I don't know whether that would suffice as a report back to the council on the goings of the Dawn. I haven't even had a sail on the Dawn, whereas I believe a lot of members of this council have had. Thank you, Chairman.
I think that just gives a little bit of the history, Councillor, Ms Lewis, but I'm sure the officers will draft up some sort of report. Leader, are you happy with this, that some sort of report comes back to members eventually, Chairman, as to the outcome?
Chairman, I am, but I mean, I think that Councillor Lewis has made some very good and valid points. I think it's very, very important that when members of this council are appointed to represent this council on outside bodies, they should report back if nothing's happening, and in fact they should report back anyway. So perhaps I was going to say Miss Foy could pick up on this, and this is perhaps something that we could make sure happens in the past, because clearly something, or indeed the future. You'll have to forgive me, you've probably guessed I'm not very well this evening.
Can you cut? Yeah.
Pardon, I'm so unwell, I should have said the monitoring officer and not Miss Foy. Thank you.
Councillor Boyce, you want to come back?
Chairman. This item is on this agenda because I brought this to the notice of the monitoring officer, which is why this now appears on this agenda.
Thank you very much. So there's someone over there, Councillor.
As I recall, part of the deal when we gave them the money was that we would have a free use of the barge once a year. Did I imagine that, or do we still have that option?
Can you answer that quite quickly?
Part of the original deal was that we have use of it for 10 occasions a year. Again, every time we have tried in the past to get it, I mean, I tried several times to get it to go down to Burnham Week, for instance, it was never available.
Mr. Coyle.
Thanks very much, Chairman. An indication was given that a further report could be provided by the officers. There really isn't any more to provide, simply because there has been a singular lack of information coming from the Trust. Hence, Councillor Boyce has been unable, nor has been invited as the Council's nominee. So there isn't really any more to report than that, Chairman. So I don't know that the officers can bring any more information to members.
I think what members are looking for is what is the outcome of this situation, what will happen in the end, and that's what they want to report about.
Chairman, if that's the case, then probably members are asking for as much information we have on the financial position. That would obviously be private and confidential because it relates to a third party's finances, namely the company. Naturally, the council can talk about in open session about what it's contributed, but it's not possible for in open session us to go into the information we have about the trust itself. I had probably wrongly assumed, Chairman, and forgive me, that information wasn't necessary about the nomination point, simply because Councillor Boyce hasn't attended for many years, not because he hasn't wanted to, but because he hasn't been invited.
Thanks. Councillor Ms Lewis, just to come
Thank
back.
Thank you. I think the whole situation is extremely unsatisfactory. We've just heard that nothing's been provided. It has. £60,000 of this authority's money has been provided, of our residents' money has been provided, and I think that we need to know precisely where it went, when things started going wrong, and why weren't we keeping an eye on it and challenging? Did we have any right to challenge that these trust meetings weren't happening? Did we have any right to start and say that we were made certain promises that hadn't been adhered to. I think it might be useful if we were to go perhaps to overview and scrutiny with this situation and any other situation where we give money to make sure that we've got robust processes to track that we are getting bang for the buck that we were promised.
Thanks. Leader. Sorry, Leader, we want to come in.
I think the monitor wants to come back with an option. I mean, this information at the moment is confidential to the trust and the limited company that sits within the trust. Obviously, all of that information will be provided to the Charities Commission and by default to Companies House as well. So we really have to wait to find out that. But I think in some respects it may be misleading to mention a figure of 60,000 because the sum total of cash that the authority put in was only 12,000. This is a figure that we have checked. The rest of this was given in officer time. I'll give way if you know better, but it's something that I raised today.
Chairman, I actually made that clear when I said £60,000 in cash and officer time.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions on this? Councillor, Mrs. Harker.
And I put my hand up to £50,000 of money being put into the trust. So how can we say that they didn't have the money?
Well, I think members are concerned about this, and I think quite right so. And I think the suggestion, I don't know how the leader feels about it, going to overview and scrutiny, might be the right route for it, and that would alleviate members' concerns.
Chairman, can I try and move this forward? And I'm not sure from a governance point of view how we can, but I'm sure Mr. Quelch will inform me if I can't. But we've agreed on recommendations 1 and 2, so if we pause there and I propose a third recommendation and a report concerning the issues surrounding our involvement and what looks like the potential for the benefit of the press, demise of the trust, goes to the overview and scrutiny committee. Thank you.
Right, Councillor Savage.
Thank you, Chairman. Whilst I don't disagree what our leader has said, I do feel before it goes to overview and scrutiny, we should also have a report from audit to see what they've done, because that's what we need to scrutinise.
I think to be fair, if the overview and scrutiny is going to look at it, they can get an opinion from audit at the same time.
See the chairman licking his lips.
I think everyone's spoken. Anyone else want to speak on this? I mean, we've had a proposal of the recommendation 1 and 2 be accepted. We've now got the third one, which the leader has proposed. I don't know whether you want to just go through that so we're clear. And then I'll be looking for a seconder.
Well, Chairman, I made it clear, and I think there were several seconders, including Councillor White, who shows now, Chair.
Okay. And are members happy with the third recommendation, or do you want it repeated? Okay, so you're all happy with all three? Thank you very much. Right. Item 14 is...
Mr. Chairman, is this correct, the report of the Chief Executive?
So it's a considered report of the Director of Resources. You're looking a year out of date, I think. Okay, well, my paper copy, which I'm allowed a paper copy for the agenda, says clearly the Director of Resources. Anyway, well, there we go. This is how we are at the moment. Yeah, okay. Cut and paste. Right, the question is, this is for noting. I don't suppose anyone's got to challenge any of the dates. They may well have to be changed if committee structures change, but it is being presented for your noting and information. Everybody happy with it?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. That's agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Right, item 15, questions to the Leader of the Council in accordance with Procedure Rule 1-3-M. Who's going to be first? OK, Councillor Mrs. Acevedo, we start over that side and work right round.
Thank you, Chairman. Would the Leader agree that members of this Council who are not part of the Conservative group should have been given information on the progression of the restructure and transformation of this Council and regular updates on the same, as was promised by this Council and by Ignite? The members of this Council who are independent or not part of group found it necessary to call a meeting with the three directors and the legal representative to be able to get the information, which has now been agreed, and we are being given regular updates, which include the agendas and indeed the minutes of the transformation panel meetings. So now I am happy, and I believe we all are. However, Leader, my question was, do you agree that we should have had this information before? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think I'm grateful for the member from Althorn's question. But I think that we need to understand when we started this process where the updates were coming from, and these were going to be given through the gateway sessions that we had in this council, the last one being in October. So we've certainly done that. There are also weekly updates that are sent to all members and all members of staff. And to the best of my knowledge, nobody's come back and questioned any of those. But I think that the member from Althorn is alluding to HR issues, and obviously HR issues are very, very sensitive. They remain totally confidential until they are resolved, and for that reason, members cannot be informed. It's quite simple, and the decision of whether or not to inform or not sits within Rule 10. Which I'm sure you'll all be familiar with. But I'm grateful that you've mentioned that you had that meeting, because I was very concerned at some of the feedback that I was receiving from all of the independents, and it was because of that that I had several conversations with the head of paid service, who you should direct your queries to, or indeed the programme manager, Mr. Dobson, and it was as a result of that that your meeting was arranged for, I think, last Thursday, correct me if I'm wrong, and I believe that the leader, Friday, and I believe the leader of the opposition never went, but he's since had an update. And from this point onwards, if you want updates, ask for them, but understand it will be under the proviso of Rule 10. Thank you, Chairman.
May I?
No.
I'm a bit reluctant, but very briefly, as it's Christmas, Mrs. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. I am aware of Rule 10, and it wasn't specifics of names and positions that we were interested in. It was numbers. So, thank you.
If it's any comfort to you, Mrs. Acevedo, I'm still in the dark totally about this as well, so that helps you.
Well, you come to the group meetings.
Councillor...
yeah, you want to pay.
If I came to them, you don't want me there. Councillor Ms. Lewis.
Thank you. On a similar topic, and I would just like to say that I was the person that organised the meeting and not the leader, although I'm sure he would have done if he'd have thought about it as early as I did. In the most recent round of redundancies, we've heard at that meeting that the establishment's been reduced from 220 to 191 members of staff. There's a target of 189, so we've very nearly at the target figure, but clearly the members of staff that are left haven't necessarily got the skills that the new roles require. When we had our briefing, we were promised regular updates, not just gateway updates, we were promised regular updates, and we were also told that there would be sufficient finance within the project to pay for additional staff, so that there was the resilience that we would need as positions were changing, and that this meant that we could be assured that it would not affect the day job. So can the leader now say to me, or give me some comfort, that if we're not affecting the day job, that we know we've got fewer staff, to what extent are we relying on agency staff? Is it sufficient? because I do notice that, again, we've had the situation in tonight's agenda that we're still waiting, for example, for minutes that are a month out of date. We had overview and scrutiny on the 21st of November. The minutes aren't available yet. It was Northwest on the 26th of November and Southeast Planning on the 3rd of December. And none of those minutes have been produced as yet. Are we fit for purpose? Have we got enough staff with the right skills to see us through the interim period? Because we were told there wouldn't be a problem.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I've got the question from the great long statement, but I think the most important thing is that, you know, we have quite clear performance indicators. We are very, very conscious of how we are dealing with our customers. So with regards to waste, planning, revs and benefits, which we often forget about, and leisure, we're maintaining our frontline services. Our customers are happy. As far as internal operations are concerned, the three directors monitor resilience. We have conversations around resilience with them on a weekly basis, and they are satisfied, and this is the key point, they are satisfied from an operational point of view that we are delivering, and we will continue to deliver.
Supplementary, please. What I would say is, I'm interested that the leader doesn't actually mention that as councillors we are customers too, and that part of that day job is servicing this council, and that's the area that I feel is falling down and has been doing from the outset.
I did say briefly. Thank you very much. Any other questions for the leader? Councillor Hurd.
Thank you, Chairman. We've had the answer from the leader to Councillor Acevedo's question as to whether that was right or not. But my question is...
I'm a bit concerned that you're asking questions about the same subject, and the whole idea of this is that there are not to be serious... It's not a debate, and that's what you're trying to say.
We were, all of us in the opposition, concerned about this. So my question is... Can the leader assure us that all members will be informed of proceedings?
I think that's been given, and I think that assurance has been given. I asked
that for the leader, Chairman.
Yeah. Well, I think the leader's already said that explained the procedure, and I think we need to move on, leader, to another question to you. Any other questions for the leader? I think you've answered it adequately, quite honestly, leader. But if you wish to say any more in the absence of further questions,
Chairman. I mean,
you come back for a short while.
The member for Morden West should consider where he is in the political standing of this council, and that he seems to speak on behalf of the leader of the Independents. The leader of the Independent Party should be engaging with the head of paid service on a regular basis, the same as the leader of the administration does, and keep you informed. But of course, as you know, I'm always happy to meet with you and discuss any of these issues. And I said that 4 months ago, and I stand by it.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Now, we've dealt with that item. Would anyone else like to ask the leader a question on another subject, please?
I'm very grateful.
Okay. Well, there are no business by reason of any special circumstances to be urgent, and so I close the meeting at 8:24. I wish you all a very happy Christmas and invite you to join... us along with the visitors for some light refreshments in the training room.